Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, April 17th. From Capitol coverage, the Colorado House has approved a bill to fund full-day kindergarten. The budget sets aside $175 million for the purpose. The state currently pays for just over a half day of kindergarten. The funding will be available when school starts in the fall. The measure earned strong bipartisan support and now heads to the Senate for review. Governor Jared Polis has signed the bill giving local governments more control over oil and gas drilling operations. The story has gained national attention, and many are saying that Colorado will have the strictest oil and gas regulations in the country. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
Senate Bill 181 lets cities increase setbacks and fine oil and gas operators for spills and other violations. It also makes health and safety the top priority for the state board regulating the industry. Polis struck a conciliatory tone as he signed the bill.
The conflict that has led to back and forward oil and gas initiatives, great uncertainty and political risk for the oil and gas industry, and for our communities and for our families feeling unsafe or uncertain in their homes, should and will come to an end.
Republican lawmakers opposed the measure throughout the legislative process, saying it would drive the energy industry away and hurt the economy. Colorado ranks fifth nationally in crude oil production and sixth for natural gas. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
A plan for southwestern states to deal with future water shortages on the Colorado River now has the backing of the federal government. Luke Runyon has more.
For years, water managers have been negotiating who should use less from the river that supplies more than 40 million people in seven western states and Mexico. James Eklund represents the state of Colorado on a commission that oversees the river. He says climate change is already diminishing water supply in the West.
A change in climate means that our systems that were built and really predicated on a different reality have to change, and our management techniques have to change.
The plans are meant to keep the country's largest reservoirs, Lakes Mead and Powell, from dropping to critically low levels. Water agencies in Arizona and California had the hardest time coming to an agreement. I'm Luke Runyon.
For the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, yesterday, KRCC's Abigail Beckman reported on the cancellation of repairs set for the Cadet Chapel at the United States Air Force Academy. Plans to make updates to the building were scrapped after funds were transferred for repairs to hurricane damage at a base in Florida. Now, Abigail Beckman has a story about the campus's inception and the role a world-renowned landscape photographer and environmentalist played in bringing it to life.
Ansel Adams is known for his iconic black-and-white photographs of Yosemite National Park and of Japanese Americans in internment camps during World War II, among other work. According to a biography from the Ansel Adams Gallery in Yosemite, he, quote, endlessly traveled the country in pursuit of both the natural beauty he revered and photographed and the audiences he required. In the 1950s, that was just north of Colorado Springs.
Ansel Adams enters the picture for the Air Force Academy in a way that I find very interesting.
Eric Coyne is the design director for the Chicago office of Skidmore, Owings, and Merrill, or SOM, the firm where architect Walter Netsch worked. Netsch was part of the design team for the entire Academy campus, which graduated its first class in 1959.
Something architects are taught to do in school is to go and visit the site and take pictures of it and try to understand it at an intuitive or even kind of an emotional level. We've been known to go camp out on sites and live on a site for a few days in order to understand what it's like to be in the desert or be on a mountain.
For Walter Netsch of SOM, that meant moving to the location before any sketches were made.
And Ansel Adams and another photographer were commissioned to take very specific, very large format landscape photographs only of the site.
He says the photos were taken more or less from eye level, from the lower portions of the Air Force Academy site, looking up at the mountains.
A second photographer took aerial views looking down onto the site from above.
Coyne says there was a theme in the 1950s to present projects deemed of great importance to the public through an elaborate exhibit in an art museum. For the Air Force Academy, that was the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center.
And these photographs were then blown up to wall size and used as a backdrop for the architect's also very large-scale site model. And so people would perceive the site model almost as though it were in the context of a landscape itself.
Rumor has it that Adams was paid just $1,000. Neither the Academy nor SOM could confirm that, though. SOM retains the rights to Ansel Adams' negatives from the Air Force Academy project. They're stored in a central repository of records at the firm's Chicago office, much like the records of the One Trade Center in Lower Manhattan, or the Burj Khalifa in Dubai, or even Picasso's renditions of a sculpture for the Chicago Civic Center from the 1960s.
And I've never been to it. I imagine that it is like the Raiders of the Lost Ark warehouse that's just an endless, gigantic space covered with boxes as far as the eye can see.
And while the negatives were largely unknown, Coyne says they were never lost. More like in good company in that warehouse filled with plans, sketches, and notations that would make any art historian weak at the knees.
Those pieces that are constantly being asked for by various historians or researchers are kept actually here in the building in our basement. But where exactly those Ansel Adams negatives were, I could not say. I would guess that they were probably in that Raiders of the Lost Ark warehouse.
The photos were published in a book in 2004, and a few are hung up in the Academy's library. The project as a whole is one that Coyne says SOM is proud of.
To me, what's important about the Air Force Academy is that it is one of only two SOM buildings that have been declared national historic landmarks, and as such, bestows upon it a great place of honor and significance in America's cultural landscape and cultural history.
A cultural landscape and history many on the Front Range drive by every day, all of which came to life with the help of Ansel Adams. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, April 17th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.